They were dressed in traditional bog burglar costume, but it was obvious to Hiccup that this was a couple of Roman soldiers in not very good disguise. For starters, bog burglar soldiers were always women. But these were clearly big, hairy, muscly men in dresses, with pig's bladders stuffed down their blouses instead of bosoms. The first kidnapper was holding a couple of double-headed axes the size of dinner plates, and he threw one of these as hard as he could in Gobber's direction. The axe flew through the air, missed Gobber's head by a hair's breadth, and pinned him to the wall by his beard. "Argh!" gurgled Gobber, unable to move and gazing at the shining blade less than a centimetre from his nose.
"He who is moving, please, loses the head and the dragons also,"
yelled the first kidnapper, speaking very badly in Norse. Norse is the language all Vikings speak, and swinging the other axe around his head. Not a boy or a dragon moved.
"Okay, dokey, please," continued the first kidnapper in a quieter voice. "Give us what we is wantings, and nobody she gets hurt. Which one of you lots is being the heir to the hairy hooligans?"
Everyone was silent.
"No make me get cross, please," warned the first kidnapper.
"You no like her when she is cross,"
said the second one, fingering his axe lovingly.
"Just tell me, who is being the heir to the hairy hooligans?"
Nobody answered them, and now they started talking to each other in Latin.
"Okay, Marcus," the first kidnapper said to the second kidnapper. "They're not telling, but the boss said the heir to the hairy hooligans is a weedy-looking kid. Which one is he, then?"
The second kidnapper pointed at Hiccup.
"It must be the one with red hair," he said. "Look at him, he's got arms like spaghetti."
"But what about the one with the face like a haddock?"
objected the first kidnapper, indicating fish legs.
"That's got to be the weediest looking kid I've ever seen in my life."
"Oh, he's a toughie," said the second kidnapper. "I think we have to take them both, just in case if we get it wrong, the boss will be cross, and you know what he's like when he's cross."
So the second kidnapper picked up both Hiccup and fish legs and put them over his shoulders.
"You must be doing countings to a thousands before he was leaving this room,"
the first kidnapper warned the class of open-mouthed Viking boys.
"Or we be killings these boys. You be telling your chief that the big Abubi de Bertha sends you her lovings and is giving you this letter."
The kidnappers handed Wartyhog a piece of paper addressed to Stoic. Gobber the Belch had turned purple in the face. He was still stuck to the wall by his beard with the kidnapper's axe. A beard was a hooligan's pride and joy. The redder, the hairier, the tanglier, the better, as far as the hooligans were concerned. It was a terrible insult to lay so much as a finger on another Viking's beard, let alone pin him to the wall with it.
"Revenge!"
bellowed Gobber, trying to pull himself free from the axe, but only succeeding in tearing out pieces of his precious beard.
"Chief Stoic the Vast will declare a blood feud on the bog burglars when he hears you have stolen his heir and ruined my beard."
"These aren't bog burglars," warned Hiccup. "Bog burglars are always women. These aren't women. Look, that one's bosom just popped. These are Romans. Be sure and tell my father that..." The first kidnapper clapped a large hand over Hiccup's mouth. But he didn't need to. Gobber wasn't listening to Hiccup anyway. He had gone into a blood rage just like Stoic 10 minutes earlier.
"The bog burglars will rue the day they dare to mess with the beard of Gobber the Belch. Make no mistake, I'm going to see the chief about this." "You'll be doing that,"
grinned the first kidnapper. And the kidnappers left the room, taking Hiccup and Fishlegs with them.